Hi everyone, I'm Lilith, and welcome to Startup in Balance. Today we have a solo round of yours truly, talking about the election of the American president. This is a informative, emotional, I would say a little bit vulnerable conversation where I talk to you about my feelings as a Latina woman being an American and seeing what has been happening in America in the past few years. And now that we have a new president, how I see the inauguration of a new president completely different than a Latino that has been living in the United States all his life. This conversation also brings into the view of the differences between immigration when you are considered an immigrant into the United States versus when you're immigrating to another country by choice of just exploration, which that is called an expat. So I have experienced both, and I find that the inauguration of the US president was a very moving event for me as an immigrant and now as an expat, having completely two different experiences of migrating to another country. I would say this conversation is something that you will expect from an immigrant or a person that has traveled and experienced different cultures, especially when you move to live as part of another culture and you want to integrate yourself in that culture. Things like who is the president of that country and how immigration is treated in that country affects you greatly. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. I am happy to have you here today because I came up with this topic out of just watching the U.S. inauguration of the new president for January 20th, 2021. And I just found it interesting that me being a Latina born to immigrant parents and partially raised in Honduras in Central America saw this inauguration completely different than my friends and family members that were born in the U.S. and have always been in the U.S. and just have immigrant parents and immigrant ancestral history. So I want to explore this further, and I want to just discuss and touch points of what is the difference between a Hispanic that was born in America but pretty much raised in Latin America and then came to the U.S. versus a Hispanic that was born in America and has always been in America, and how we see things differently when it comes to the election of our new president of the United States and how we see the effects of any laws and any issues that we face. So let's take a listen. So I'm going to start out with my point of view. So when I came to the United States, I was 12 years old. My parents had lived in New York. So I was born in New York because my dad's family lived there, and we were there visiting because my grandfather was getting sick and my dad needed to be there on his last few months that he had left. And well, out of this trip, I was born in New York, but then I moved back. My parents moved back to Honduras, the original country we came from, when I was one and a half. So I really never considered myself a New Yorker. I never considered myself an American. I consider myself completely Honduran. And being born in New York was just a hiccup, I would say. But I had an older sister, 1 year older. I have an older sister. And she was born in Honduras. So she actually came to New York when she was about one. And then I was born. So my whole childhood was in Honduras. So for me, being Hispanic, well, I would say Latina, because I was really in the culture. I learned everything that I learned when I was little was in Spanish. Everything I learned about food was about Honduras. Everything of the culture in Honduras was part of my life. And that's the world that I knew growing up until I was 12 years old and my parents decided to move to Miami, Florida. So from there, I didn't even know that I was the only American of our family. I always thought I was just Honduran, like my siblings, you know, and like my parents. So when I came to Miami, and for me, having the U.S. passport didn't really mean anything. I still considered myself a complete immigrant. Seeing all the struggles my parents went through, my dad trying to get a job, applying for the residency and getting my brothers and sister involved in, you know, to change over to have a legal status instead of a tourist status. It was a big process. Being 12 years old, I didn't know the details and the struggles my parents were going through. I wasn't very sure why we had moved to the U.S., but I knew that there was a probability that we were going to be going to the U.S. because all of my dad's family lived in the U.S. And he always had us in bilingual school since we were little. So for us, learning English was just part of our lives. So we would speak English in school, but at home and the rest of our lives was in Spanish. So coming to Miami, I was truly an Honduran. I did not feel comfortable speaking in English. We spoke Spanish at home. Our food was totally Hispanic. You know, the same things that we ate in Honduras were the same things that my mom would cook when we lived in Miami. And as I went growing up, things changed a little. When you are surrounded by a different environment, you start adapting to the things that exist in that environment. So for me, I would say I was truly Honduran until I went into college. So when I was, I would say maybe high school, I started considering myself more American, speaking a little bit more English at home or mixing in the English and the Spanish. So speaking Spanglish with my siblings. And when I moved to college, it was very important to fit in. I went to Gainesville, Florida, to University of Florida. And for me, that switch was, okay, I am no longer in my little bubble, in my Latin bubble. So being in Gainesville opened my eyes to see what a real American was, you know, surrounded by people that didn't understand why I wasn't purely white, but I wasn't black either. For them, seeing me was like, I can't really detect what you are. So you speak Spanish, so are you Mexican? So that's the only thing they knew. So if you spoke to a true American that has not been outside of the U.S. and has not been living in Miami or living in those cities that are full of Latin Americans, it's different. It's very difficult for them to understand that there is different cultures in each country of Latin America, of South America, Central America, that there's differences. And then just because I speak Spanish doesn't mean that I am Mexican, that there is more to Spanish speakers than just Mexico. So for me, it was an eye-opener being in college. And from there, I started to feel that I either needed to be more American or I needed to hold on to my roots. I tried the American section, I would say, trying to join in the sororities and this whole American culture of college, right? But it just didn't fit in. It just didn't go with me or my beliefs. So I ended up joining a lot of Latin clubs. And then I went to a salsa dancing class. I didn't even know how to dance salsa merengue. I knew about those dances, you know, growing up when I was little, but it didn't interest me. For me, that was like boring stuff that my parents did. And growing up or coming to the U.S. when I was 12 and having pretty much my teens, you know, all of my teens and adulthood in the US, I was more American than Latina, than Hispanic. I don't know really what the difference is between Latina and Hispanic. There's, to me, they're exactly the same thing. Maybe some might disagree with me, but that's another topic that we can discuss somewhere else or another podcast. So anyways, so for me, as I started growing up, I mean, going into the whole college situation, I started finding other Latins, and they were not the same as me. They were there in that university studying because their parents had money, and then they had sent them there now that it was time to study something in their university. But their whole lives, their whole childhood, their whole teen years, they were in their country. And so some of them were from Colombia, some from Venezuela, Puerto Rico. And yes, I did find some from Honduras also. But the differences between them and me were very distinct. Like, I did eat the same food. I spoke the same language. I understood their slang words, or, you know, if they were from Honduras. But we saw things differently. For me, understanding the rules in the US and how things worked, it was just part of my life because I came when I was 12, so I was pretty much an American. But for them, they found things weird that they couldn't understand. What do you mean I can't buy a beer when I'm 18? It's like there's a lot of countries in Latin America that if you're 18, you're allowed to drink. That's a legal age for drinking. And in the US, 21 is the age. So for them, it's like, wait, I've been drinking for a while now. I've been like smoking for a while. All these cultural differences that I did not think they were that big of a deal until you interact with somebody that has grown up in their country and has come to the US as an adult. Now, let's go further along on this. I still consider myself that I am from Honduras. When somebody asks, now that I'm living in France, when somebody will ask me, where are you from? I never tell them that I'm from the US. I never say I'm American. I always say I'm Honduran. I'm from Honduras. But it's because I feel that's my blood. That's like my root. My root comes from Honduras. So today, January 20th, 2021, it's my eye-opening for me to see that there's even more differences between all these Hispanic, Latinos, whatever you want to call them, between those that are born in the U.S., raised in the U.S., they have never left the U.S., but they have immigrant parents that were either born and raised in their original country and came young to the U.S., or immigrant parents that came to the U.S. when they were adults. So these new generation, I would call it, that have been born in the U.S., raised in the U.S., see this whole presidential inauguration like, yeah, it's just another thing. Yeah, it's just another president. Yeah, they're going to talk about the same things that they talk all the time. It's not emotional. There's not a big meaning. It's important, but for them, the importance is more, I think my sister-in-law was saying, it's the importance of the law and this is how things work. But for me, it was not that. It wasn't the whole fact that we're getting a new president, but it was moving to see who is this president? What's his message? What is he talking about? And the vice president, it's just the first woman vice president right now, Kamala Harris. And she is also, from her for what I saw from her, it moved me because she's a woman. So it's the first time to see a woman at such a high position in America and in the US. And from the president, listening to his speech, when he started talking about unity and bringing everybody together, and this is the country where we work together and that it's the good for all. I got emotional because it touched that immigrant little kid inside of me. The little kid that grew up believing that the U.S. was the best of the best. That if you have a dream and you want to make your dreams come true, you go to the U.S. And everything good came from the U.S. So when I was little in Honduras, my dad would come and travel once in a while to the U.S. to visit family or to do business. And sometimes he would bring us candy, American candy. So for me, the American candy was like a big deal. Or he would bring us clothes and sneakers, like our new shoes from the U.S. So for me, I have always had the U.S. up in a pedestal. And these past few years with the previous president, it was a completely different meaning. It was like Hispanics were being attacked and immigrants were being attacked. Immigrants were no longer welcome. And that really felt like an attack to the belief that I had of the U.S. being the country where you go to make your dreams come true. So the moment that somebody says, no, you're not welcome here, even though I was born in New York and I am a U.S. citizen, I hurt because my heart belongs to the immigrant. My heart is in Honduras. I was raised there. So I am split between being an American and being a child of immigrants and raised partially in Honduras. So for me, the speech of the new president, President Biden, it moved me to see that U.S. that I always dreamed about, the U.S. that my parents sold to me when I was a little girl, is coming back. It made me teary-eyed to see that, is it possible that dream can come back? Is it possible to see this country as the country that I have seen when I was little, the country that makes your dreams come true, the country that has the doors open for whomever wants to work hard, whomever wants to study, and if you work at it, you can achieve anything that you want. Instead of the country that closes the doors to immigrants or tells you that you're not good enough. You don't belong to the elite. You don't belong to this circle of the whites. I never felt that until I came to France. And when I moved to the U.S., I never felt like an immigrant, ever. To me, it was like, oh, wow, we made it. Like my family made it to the dreamland. When I came to France with the dream of like an exploration for my family, for my kids to learn another language, I did not receive the same welcome. I felt my first year here in France, it was a struggle. I felt that I did not belong and I was not wanted. If I said I was an American, they look at you very badly. They really did not want you to be here. If I say I'm from Honduras, they're like, oh, okay, maybe you're welcome here in France. But I never felt I belong. I've been here for 3 years now, and I still feel that something's missing. And to see that America was going through so many changes right now with the previous president, and immigrants were not welcome either, I felt that I'm not belonging there either. So where do I go? So I felt that I was in limbo. I felt I don't belong in the U.S. They don't want me there, even though I'm an American. But things are not going well there. And I don't really belong here in France. I don't find my space. They have different beliefs. The culture is different. I want to raise my kids in a different way than what parents do here with their kids. And don't get me wrong, there's wonderful things about France. It's just not what I grew up with. Right now, during this inauguration, as I going back to the original topic here with my husband, I was telling him that for me, it was important to watch the inauguration. I need to see, who is this new president? What is he talking about? What is he offering to America? What does he want us to believe in again? And to him, it wasn't important. He is born in Miami, raised by Cuban parents. His mom, I believe, was born in Miami, but his dad was not. He was born in Cuba and came when he was a teen. He has a little bit of both worlds. For him, he's just a true American. And this is just another motion, you know, another thing that just happens every 4 years. So it's not a big deal. I was in shock to see that. I'm like, you're a true American. Like you are born there, raised there. You have always been in America. You're not least curious to see like what's going to happen to this country that's your country. And no, he really had no interest in seeing this. He just hopes that, you know, the best is going to happen for this country. He's fine, not really seeing it live. But for me, it was important. It was important to see if my dream of that immigrant girl is going to be revived, or is my dream still a joke? It's just, it's not time to bring it back, revive this dream of the American dream. No, I really think that it makes a difference. When you are born in a country and raised in a country, you don't appreciate what that country offers you until you no longer have it. And I think that a lot of Americans were able to see that in the past 4 years. All these things that we thought were, you know, a given, things that were always going to be there, we took it for granted. We took democracy for granted. And now that this new president is coming in, President Biden, it's just reviving us to okay, wake up and pay attention now. At least for me, that's how I feel. I felt that it's giving me hope for my children, hope for finding that home that I thought I had lost, because I don't feel that Honduras is my home anymore. I've been in the US since I was 12, so I feel more as an American than a Honduran. And now being here in France, I realize I am an American, and I do believe in a lot of the things that make America, you know, that country that everybody looks up to, or that we used to look up to. So let's see what happens now this new year. I mean, these new years with this new presidency. I think that President Biden has a lot of work to do, and let's see if things actually change. And I am going to continue trying to find my space, my home, my, you know, where my heart is. And well, I think my heart is already in the US, but the home that I can create a balance for my family. Like, I want to be able to enjoy time with my family and not only work hard and focus on work as the essential thing of life, which I think is part of the American dream, is a lot of work. And that's one thing that I feel Europeans do have. And living here in France now for 3+ years, I have seen that there's other ways of living and that you can still have a comfortable life without working endless hours. And you get to enjoy life more and enjoy the money that you make without feeling that struggle that I felt when I was living in Miami as an adult with two parents. With two children and also older parents. And then so things get a little more complicated when you don't have the means to support the family as you want to. It's possible. It's possible, but it's you need to work a plan for that to happen. So I think that I have hope that America will go back to being the America that I remember when I was a kid. And I do hope that I can find also a location where I can still be an American and still enjoy the good things about European lifestyle. So I'm leaving you with that today, that there's never a perfect place, but we have to learn to appreciate what we have, appreciate the best of the world that's around us, and just hope for the best and make it work. You create the world that you want to live in. It really doesn't matter what city, what state, what, you know, where you live. It's how you see things and how you use what's out there to make and create the life that you want to live now. We have to learn to appreciate what we have and don't take for granted. Don't take for granted the things that the countries that we live in give us. That's really what I've learned, from being an expat now, being an immigrant also into the US. So two completely feelings, in different feelings, you know, completely different feelings of what it is to be an immigrant and what it is to be an expat. And definitely let's pray for a better world all around, not only for America, but also for the European, China, Australia, everywhere in the world, with this whole epidemic that still continues now, January 20th, 2021. So I'm going to leave that right there. Very emotional day today for immigrants on the inauguration of the new president of the United States.
I hope you found this interesting and maybe it opened up some questions for you. I encourage that you go out there and explore different ways that you can find balance in your own life. I'm here just to bring you more about my journey to balance. And I'm learning along with you. I don't have all the answers. And remember that only you know what's best for you. So take what serves you and toss what doesn't. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend or a family member that might get something out of this. This is my way to share my journey with you and inspire you to go after your own. Subscribe to this podcast if you want to hear more about this journey and to be notified every time that I post a new episode. And just remember that balance is unique to each of us. So go out there and create your own balance.